Our lesson today is taken out of the Gospel according to Mark, the 5th chapter, which was just read to you. The commencement of this chapter teaches us that Jesus came over the sea into the land of the Gadarenes. This country is called by Matthew the Gergesenes. In this country there was a city called Gadara. In this country likewise they kept many swine, which was contrary to the law of Moses. This city, Gadara, was destroyed 40 years after Jesus departed from this earth. The Lord visited with his wrath, for the Romans came and took possession of it and destroyed it. We find in Christ coming across the sea into this country. It was with Christ here likewise as it was when he went into the land of Samaria. He must needs go through Samaria. He must needs go into this land. There was in this land a man possessed with an unclean spirit and filled with a legion of devils. He was a person who had been chosen from before the foundation of the world. He was a lamb that Jesus suffered and died for. And for this reason, Jesus came to this country to deliver this man and to save him from his sins. And we find that as he came out of the ship, there came to him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. The Jews' burial grounds was usually outside of their villages and cities, and they buried their people, especially the most important citizens, in prominent places, and they erected over their graves, as we have in our cemeteries, tombs. They were built 4 or 5 yards long, and they had coverings over them, and in these places many people resorted when the weather became severe and inclement. This man then had his dwelling amongst the tombs. He dwelt in these places. He was a wild man. He was a madman. He was a maniac. This poor man was possessed with devils. They had tried many times to tame and to bind this man. The citizens that lived within the vicinity of this place where this man dwelt, they had went out many times to take him prisoner and to bind him with fetters and with chains and with shackles. But there was no binding him. There was no taming him. He was a Samson. He just tore the shackles and the fetters from off his body as if they were threads. And this man, he was a terror to the community around about. People were afraid to go near this place where he dwelt. They stayed as far as possible from this particular area where he was dwelling. They would hear him many times shrieking and crying like a madman. And we find that Scripture says he would go up and down on the mountains, cutting himself with stones and wounding himself and hurting himself. And now this man, he came rushing madly to Jesus. You may be sure that the disciples who seen him coming were frightened. And probably other people that knew this man, they likewise thought that he would fall upon Jesus. But he could do Jesus no harm, this man. For he came and he fell at his feet and he worshiped him. All my hearers, the Lord Jesus had commanded that the unclean spirit come out of this man. And therefore we find him falling at the feet of Christ and worshiping him. Now, this man is a type of each and every natural person, myself included, that we are all under the power and under the dominion of Satan. And we all have an unclean spirit in us. We all are contaminated and polluted with sin. And sin, it leads us into many evils, into many troubles. We all have need to cry out, every one of us, unclean, unclean. We live in the midst of a people that are of unclean lips, and we ourselves must confess that we are filled with uncleanness. This spirit dwells in every one of us, and this man, he was likewise possessed with a legion of devils. The devils then had the upper hand over this man. They drove him from one thing to another thing. This man was in an awful condition. The devil, he made him shriek. He made him cry. He made him cut himself and wound himself. And this man was in a fearful state. Likewise, we by nature, my hearers, are like this man. Oh, where does not sin lead us to? And where does not the devil lead us into? Oh, possessed with a devil, this devil, he torments all mankind. If possible, he would lead us down into the pit of eternal destruction. And where this man was possessed with these devils, and he was a terror to the community, where he cut himself with stones and hurt himself, so likewise we, in following after sin, in following after the pleasures of this world, in serving Satan, we likewise hurt ourselves. We wound ourselves. We, in the first place, sin in the sight of God, who must punish us. And likewise, we also wound our conscience. We see this so often in life, my hearers, that one person breaks out more than another in ungodliness. But we all have the same evils within us. Do we not see it many times in families, in children? Under their parents' guidance and restraint, they are kept unto a certain age. And when they reach a certain age, they are given their liberty. They are like animals who have been kept in close confinement, and when we let them loose, we see them run hither and thither. And so likewise, with many young men and young women, when they reach a certain age, they get from under the parents' control, and they go hither and thither and use all manner of sin and iniquity to wound their name, to hurt their name, to wound their conscience, and they are also a terror to many around about them. And likewise, they wound and break the hearts of their parents when they act and go in this way on in sin. Oh, how many a young person is in this state and condition, and how many have brought themselves into trouble, have been brought before judges, have been warned, have been fined, and even their parents have spoken to them, but these fetters, these chains, these shackles could not hold them. They could not be bound. They could not be tamed. On they went to serve sin, and on they went to get themselves into more and more trouble. Sometimes they are brought into accidents, they are crippled, they are brought into hospitals, they are brought nigh unto death. And by the goodness of God, they are restored again. And after being restored, what do we see? Them going on again in sin. Oh, no man could bind this man who had the devils in him. And let me say it, no man can bind any one of us. For we will go on in sin and drown ourselves in it if left to ourselves. Have I been speaking to any whose character, whose state, whose condition I have revealed? I have been only picturing unto you natural man in his fallen state and in his condition. Oh, we are all in this state by nature, and no man can tame us. No man can bind us. On we go. But this man likewise, no man could bind him or tame him. But we see Jesus coming to this country to bind and to tame this man. And when Jesus came on the shore, this man came running to him, and he fell at the feet of Jesus, and he worshiped him. Oh, we have here something, my hearers, that every sinner who is chosen by God will in due time experience. All the devils, which were legions in this man, could not hold him back from coming to the feet of Jesus. And if you be one of such characters, my hearers, if you be one that's marked out, whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, there's a time coming when Jesus will come. And when he comes, then you will come to his feet. All the devils in hell will not be able to keep you from coming to Jesus. All the sin and iniquity that you possess will not be in the way. All your friends and companions who speak to you and who would withhold you from coming, they have no power. Jesus, who has power over all devils and has power to bring every sinner to his feet, he will bring you there in due time. If you be one of these subjects, mark out to be healed, to be delivered, to be saved. And he came to the feet of Jesus, and he worshiped him. My hearers, we find the devil speaking in this man. Not this man, but the devil. He had so much to say in this man. He began to speak unto Jesus. And he said unto Jesus, I know thee who thou art, the Son of God. Do not torment me. This devil then knew who Jesus was. And he feared that Christ had come to torment him. He knew that there was an eternity of torment awaiting him. And therefore he feared that Jesus would cast him into that place. The devil likewise would try to take each and every one of us with him into that place of torment. He did not want to be tormented before his time. And he began to pray. The devil began to pray. Oh, we see the devil at the feet of Christ. Oh, I glory in this precious Jesus who has the devils in his control, and who brings them even to his feet, supplicating unto him, entreating him that they would not be tormented, entreating him that he would give them leave that they may enter into the swine. There was nearby a great herd of swine grazing near the mountain, and these devils, they entreated Jesus if he wouldn't leave them go into the swine. And they received an answer to their prayer, my hearers. The devils, they tremble. The devils, they pray. You know, the devils, in this respect, they are much better yet than a lot of people. For a lot of people, they never tremble, and they never pray. The devils even exceed human beings in this respect. And the devils were heard, and they received an answer. And forthwith he gave them leave, and they entered into this herd of swine. And there were 2,000 of them, and the herd violently rushed down this mountain into the sea and were choked. All my hearers, the people that kept these swine, that fed them and took care of them, they fled away. Now it has been said by infidels and by people that don't believe in the Bible that this was a terrible act that was contrary to God. They say it was a great loss to the owners of these swine. Commentary says that these swine probably belonged to the Jewish people, and they were transgressing the commandment that God had given by the mouth of Moses that they should not raise any swine. And here now we have the just judgment of God coming down upon their swine and drowning them in the sea. These keepers, they resemble a lot of ministers and a lot of leaders in our days. They are leaders of congregations of people, not sent by God, not chosen by God to this work. They have lifted themselves up, and they teach not Jesus Christ and him crucified. They teach not the way of salvation in Christ, but they keep their hearers amused with where they have been, where they have spent their vacation, what they have read, what they have seen, and what they have heard in this world. How many ministers occupy their pulpits in teaching these things? And never do we hear a word of salvation as it is in Christ Jesus. And now when trouble arises, when people stand up against them, then they do just like these keepers of the swine. They flee. They go to another place. They do not abide where Christ sent them because Christ never sent them. All my hearers, are these swine likewise? Are a type of everyone that is outside of Jesus Christ. These swine, the devils entered into them, and they rushed madly down into the sea. This is a type of the sinners that are without Christ. In that great day of judgment, then these sinners who are spoken of as swine in Scripture. In Matthew 7 we read, "Give not that which is holy unto dogs, nor cast your pearls unto swine," meaning characters, people that act like swines. And they will be drowned with the devils in the sea of God's wrath, in that lake of fire and brimstone, which shall burn forever and ever. Oh, what a terrible end awaits all those who live like swine in this world. Oh, what a judgment awaits them at the end of their journey. Are you one like that, my hearers? Oh, I hope and pray that there may not be one found amongst us in this state and condition. For your doom, your destruction is certain. Oh, let me entreat you yet to flee to Jesus Christ, who is able and who is mighty to deliver you from all the devils that may be in you, and to deliver you from that unclean spirit, and to lead you to himself to find salvation, pardon, and peace in this precious Christ. And my hearers, these keepers, they went back to the city and to the country, and they began to proclaim unto the people what had taken place. Oh, these people, they were more concerned about their swine. They weren't concerned about this man possessed with devils and what happened to him. And they all came out of the city and out of the country, and when they came to Jesus, they seen this man sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. What a miracle had taken place with this man, my hearers. They knew this man. They had seen him. They had all been afraid of him. And here he was now sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. Have you been brought there, my hearers? Have you ever been brought to the feet of Jesus? Has he ever delivered you from Satan, from sin, and from your passions and your lust, and fleeing away from him? Has he brought you to his feet? Oh, then truly, you have come to your right mind. For this man, he was a miracle. He was a wonder to these people. He was sitting there, just as calm and as composed as any other individual would have been. What a change had taken place in this man. Oh, my hearers, this man, he is a type of each and every sinner who is brought to the feet of Christ. Oh, I wish that Christ would come in our midst, and that he would do that to each and every one of you who are still outside of Christ. Oh, that he would bring you to his feet, and that he would clothe you with his righteousness, and that he would give you your right mind. Oh, my hearers, when God does this to a person, delivers him from Satan, from sin, and from this world, he is a wonder to himself and to those that knew him, and to his friends, they marvel at what has taken place. And we find that these people, when they seen this, and they spoke to those that were round about Christ, they told them what had happened, how that the swine had run down into the sea, and how that Christ had delivered this man from the devils, and how that he was cured now, and he was sitting there. And now these people, were they brought to repentance? They had lost their swine, and they were alarmed at what they heard. But we see, my hearers, losses and alarms do not many times work repentance, but they lead to aggravation. They lead yet away from Jesus Christ. That is what happened here. These people, when they heard this, were they humbled? Were they filled with wonder and amazement at him who had performed this great miracle? No, they were afraid. They were filled with fear. Fear that more judgments would come down upon them. And therefore, they prayed that Jesus would depart out of their coast. All my hearers, these people, they played right in the hands of the devils. The devils, they had prayed too, likewise, that Jesus wouldn't let them go out of the country. In this country, they had free reign. They had the control of almost all the people in this country, the devils. And they found a good habitation there. And now these people, they prayed that Jesus may depart out of their coast. And how glad the devils were. Oh, then they would have free reign again. And we find that Christ, he was ready to depart. In this, my hearers, we have many people that resemble these Gadarenes. There may be some in my midst. You say with thoughts, with words, and with deeds, depart from me. For on the knowledge of thy ways, I have no desire. Oh, how many say to Christ, depart from me. I want to serve sin. I want to serve the world. I want to serve the devil. I'd rather go to hell than be with thee, in plain words. That's what men and women say to Jesus Christ, even those that gather under his word and listen to his word. And let me say this, my hearers, we as a nation, as a people, we resemble these Gadarenes. Oh, we are a nation that has been richly blessed by God, far above any other nation in the universe. God has given us his word, his gospel, his servants. He has dwelt in America, and he has many people here. But, my hearers, do we not see it, that America is saying unto God, as the Gadarenes do, depart from us. Depart out of our coast. In what way? Why, we love sin. We'd rather serve the world. We'd rather serve the devil. Do we not see it round about us? And all my hearers, I fear, and justly, that Christ may yet depart from us as a nation. I said to you that this nation was destroyed 40 years later. And the just judgment of God came down upon them. And woe unto any nation that says unto Christ, depart from us, for we have no desire on the knowledge of thy ways. These people then, they received an answer to their prayer. Jesus entered into the ship to go back to the other side. But lo, here comes the man possessed with the devils, who was delivered. Oh, he came to Jesus. How different he was than the multitude in his country. Oh, he wanted to go with Jesus. He desired to stay with him and to be with him. Oh, what a type we have of a sinner born again, a sinner who loves him, who has delivered him from the service of Satan, sin in this world. Oh, he cannot, she cannot do anything else but desire to be with him. Is that your desire? Oh, do you not wish that you could live for him and be with him and be like him? This was the desire of this man. Oh, he had performed such a wonder on him. He had worked such a miracle in his case. And now Jesus was going to depart, and all he wanted to go with him. But Jesus says, no. He would not let him go with him. He said unto him, go back unto thy own country and to thy friends and proclaim what the Lord has done unto thee. What great things he has done unto thee and hath had compassion upon thee. Jesus then commissioned him to be a minister, to proclaim unto his countrymen and unto his friends what wonderful things the Lord had done unto him. Oh, my hearers, I marvel at the patience, at the kindness, and at the goodness of Jesus. Here were people that were praying, depart from us, for we do not want you in our land. But Jesus, in mercy, in pity, and in compassion, he sends this man back into this country. He sends him back with a message to teach these people. And who would be better qualified to teach and to preach than this man? Oh, I could picture this man going back into his country. A lot of people gathering around him. Why, he all knew him. They knew what he had been. And oh, how he lifted up his voice and said, look, people, look. I was that man that was filled with the devils. Oh, if there was any man that was a terror to the community. It was me. And now look at me. That blessed Jesus, he delivered me from the devils. He restored me. All my hearers, when Jesus delivers sinners from their sins and from the devils, then my hearers, they likewise will proclaim the glory and the majesty and the love and the power of this precious Christ. Jesus doesn't use every one of his people to be ministers, but it seems that every person that is converted and given to remain in this world of sin and sorrow is given to remain here for that reason, that he may proclaim the wonders of this precious Jesus, that he may lift him up as his Savior, as his Deliverer. All my hearers, is this man a type of you? Have you been brought to this place like this man? Have you that in you that you would love to be with Jesus and you want to exalt him? Has he given you that ability to lift him up and to speak about him? Oh, my hearers, what a blessing it is when God raises up a person. He becomes an ornament to his family. He becomes a wonder unto many that knew him. Such people, they become a blessing to the community in which they were a terror, to which they were very mischievous. Oh, how different they become, my hearers. They are a wonder to themselves, and they are a wonder to their friends, and to those to whom they may tell the wonders that Jesus has done unto them. Oh, my hearers, this man then, he began to proclaim in the country of Decapolis what Christ had done unto him. Decapolis was 10 cities that lay on the side of the river Jordan. These cities this man entered into, and he began to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, we can't bring out in words, my hearers, oh, what a wonder that is when God changes a sinner, when he gives such a creature to forsake sin, the world, the flesh, his former life, and begin to proclaim what Jesus has done unto his soul. Oh, what a blessing if God has done something to us. Has he done anything to you, my hearers? Are you still in the service of Satan? Do you still love sin? Are you still wallowing in it? Are you being driven from one place to another by Satan? Oh, how sad is your state, your condition. But you are not without hope. There is one that is mighty, that is able to deliver you, and that is Jesus Christ, who delivered this man, and who brought him to his feet, and brought him to his right mind. Oh, what a blessing that is, to be brought to your right mind. You know, our minds are corrupt. Our minds are filled with evil. Our minds are busy continually with sin. And all in Christ comes and restores us to our right mind, then Jesus becomes so precious. Then he becomes our all and in all. Has he become that unto you? Have you received again your right mind? Oh, what a blessing, my hearers. I wish that God would do that to every one of my hearers, that he would restore you to your right mind. Oh, my hearers, this man then is a type of the Church of Christ throughout all ages. Oh, how I wish that he would come in our midst and perform this wonder amongst us, that we would have men being raised up to proclaim the wonders that Jesus has done unto them. Oh, that he would send forth men into his vineyard to tell of the glories of this precious Christ. And now we read that this man went forth to preach. In Luke, the 8th chapter, the 40th verse, we read, and many people mistake this verse, therefore I'm quoting it. We read there that when Jesus came back, then the people were expecting him and gladly received him. Many people mistake this verse with the connection of this, what we have been speaking about, because there's no comma after this verse. It seems to be in connection with the healing of this Gadarene. But that verse is meant for Jesus going back over the other side again into the land of Judah, and there the people were expecting him and gladly received him. Some people think that it was because this man had went forth to preach and he had success and people were expecting and waiting for him. Do not mistake this verse in connection with this, what we have had this day. It is Jesus going back on the other side. My hearers, Jesus Christ then is able and mighty to deliver out of the power of Satan. When we consider that this man who called himself Legion, and a legion at the time of Christ consisted of 6,200 soldiers and 300 horses, when we consider what was in this man, how many devils were in him, then we see how powerful and how numerous are the enemies of Christ and of his church. Oh, they are so many, my heroes. We would become afraid to live in this world if our eyes went open to see how many evil spirits there are that has so much power. But thanks be to God that he has given one that is able and mighty to control these evil spirits. We glory then in this precious Jesus, who has the devil at his control, who can do, they can do nothing except he permit them to do so. All seek an interest in him, my hearers. Seek him and live, and go not on in your sins. Serve not the devil, sin in this world any longer. Oh, may you be brought to a decision that from henceforth ye will serve Christ and him only. God bless the few particulars that we have been dwelling upon this day to your immortal souls. That's all for today.